project one's soul into some gracious form and let it tarry there for a moment. To hear one's own intellectual views echoed back to one with all the added music of passion and youth. To convey one's temperament into another as though it were a subtle fluid or a strange perfume. There was real joy in that. Perhaps the most satisfying joy left to us in an age so limited and vulgar as our own. An age grossly carnal in its pleasures and grossly common in its aims. He was a marvellous type, too, this lad, whom by so curious a chance he had met in Basil's studio. Or could be fashioned into a marvellous type, at any rate. Grace was his, and the white purity of boyhood, and beauty such as old Greek marbles kept for us. There was nothing that one could not do with him. He could be made a titan or a toy. What a pity it was that such beauty was destined to fade. And Basil? From a psychological point of view, how interesting he was. The new manner in art, the fresh mode of looking at life, suggested so strangely by the merely visible presence of one who was unconscious of it all. The silent spirit that dwelt in dim woodland and walked unseen in open field, suddenly showing herself, dryad-like and not afraid, because in his soul who sought for her, there had been wakened that wonderful vision to which alone are wonderful things revealed. The mere shapes and patterns of things becoming, as it were, refined, and gaining a kind of symbolical value, as though they were themselves patterns of some other and more perfect form, whose shadow they made real. How strange it all was. He remembered something like it in history. Was it not Plato, that artist in thought, who had first analyzed it? Was it not Buonarroti who had carved it in the colored marbles of a sonnet sequence? But in our own century it was strange, yes. He would try to be to Dorian Gray what, without knowing it, the lad was to the painter who had fashioned the wonderful portrait. He would seek to dominate him, had already indeed half done so. He would make that wonderful spirit his own. There was something fascinating in the son of love and death. Suddenly he stopped and glanced up at the houses. He found that he had passed his aunt's some distance, and smiling to himself, turned back